You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai, and today I am joined by Jill Moore from the Port Royal Cypress Wetlands. Thank you so much for being here, Jill.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. I'm very excited to talk more about the wetlands. But before we do, would you mind just introducing yourself a little bit and about your experience with the wetlands?
Sure. So my name is Jill Moore, and I have a nature company called Moore to Life. And about a year ago, the Friends of the Cypress Wetlands contacted me to see if I would be willing to do some tours for them. So we started actually July of last year in 21 and started out just doing one a month, and immediately they sold out, if you will, their free tours, but so much interest. So after a couple months, we started doing two a month. And being a former teacher, I like to have a catchy way to remember when we have them. So we have them on second Saturdays and fourth Fridays for the most part.
I love that. We always love some good alliteration.
Exactly.
Also, just from like our little interactions that we've had so far, I'm sure you're the funnest tour guide.
I do get a lot of really positive feedback, which is just makes it more fun, but there's just no way to not have an amazing time when you're there. There's so much to see and people are so interested. So definitely one of my favorite places to do tours.
I love to hear it. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Cypress Wetlands and what people can expect to kind of see there?
Okay, sure. So we usually allow about an hour and a half, and it's kind of crazy to think that it's less than a mile, and sometimes we can't even get all the way around in that amount of time. It just shows you how much there is to see. Yeah. So what we do is start out right there at what we call the amphitheater. And it's always a nice way to begin by just letting people know that the town of Port Royal is really who owns and runs this little gem of the Cypress Wetlands, but its primary purpose is for stormwater collection. And people don't necessarily know that, but I spend a little bit of time talking about that because anywhere that we live here in the Lowcountry, we have to have somewhere that collects our rainwater. We're at sea level. So most places have little interconnecting retention ponds. And that is basically what the Cypress Wetlands is. But because of all the nature lovers out there and the effort throughout the years, it has become this just hidden gem right in the center of town, filled with so much nature. So start out by just talking about that and the importance of collecting our stormwater and our rainwater in places like this before it ends up in our natural waterways of our salt marshes.
That's so cool. What a fun little gem to have found and to get to take people through.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Oh, sorry, were you going to say something?
I just can take you kind of through as if we were doing the tour of after I do that, like what I talk about next, or you can ask me questions.
Yes, please. No, I would love to have you walk us through kind of what the tour entails.
Okay. So usually we try to limit it to about 12 to 15 people. I have a scope with me that allows everyone to see the wildlife kind of up close and personal. But the Cypress Wetlands, everything is so right in front of you anyway that the scope isn't a huge part of this tour. So the first thing we do is start out at what I call my vine tree. And there is just this loblolly pine right there that has always at least five different things blooming and growing. And it's just a really neat up close view because living here in this subtropical kind of atmosphere or environment, we have so many vines everywhere and people are always asking about them. And so we've got the muscadine Dying Grapevine that covers everything. So that's a good one for people to know. But the other one that I point out is poison ivy, which people don't always recognize on the trees. And here, it's a big hairy vine that is growing up the tree. We don't always recognize it by that leaves of three, let it be. So first part of the tour is always just kind of pointing out the vines and what to watch out for. And then, of course, talking about our amazing live oaks and Spanish moss, which can be a whole talk in itself.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah. And then after that, we move to the boardwalk, which is really where we spend most of our time. And the Cypress Wetlands just received a grant a few months ago, a small town home grant from T-Mobile. And so our boardwalk has had a lot of improvements. We've had additions made to the railings and some of the viewing areas. So we're really excited to be putting that money to good use.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it really was. We were very excited to receive that. And the Friends of Cypress Wetlands do such a good job maintaining it, walking through, keeping it litter free. So it just is such a nice place to take people. And from the boardwalk is when it's just almost impossible to ever give one the same talk twice, but to even finish a sentence, because an alligator is inevitably going to swim in. There's different birds flying in. So whether you are an avid birder with a life list, or you are there to find out what the big white bird is, there is just something for every level of nature enthusiast, for sure.
That's awesome. What are some of the main birds that you see along the way?
It's so amazing because we do kind of have our resident Cypress Wetland birds, but every month, every season is so different. So in the fall and the winter, we have some really cute little mergansers and sometimes buffleheads. And by this time of year in the spring, those have left us. And now it is just crazy nesting season. And there really is no other place that I know of in the Lowcountry where you can see the nesting birds so close. And hingas and the great egrets and snowy egrets. We even have a wood stork there nesting. And it's just goes from kind of February when the great blue herons start all the way through the summer when the ibis will start nesting. So I love talking to people about, you know, how they're all kind of waiting for one phase to end, the herons and the egrets finish and another group starts. And yeah, it's just so much to see. And of course, watching how fast those chicks grow and leave the nest and they're full size with, you know, less than 2 months. So it's just, it's different and exciting and new every time we go into a tour.
I love that. And every time you come, you get to just see them grow up a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. That's so cute. Do you get a lot of birders that come on these tours with you then?
So what I love about my tours that I do at the wetlands is it is such a variety of people, whether they're avid birders or they're just there to see what that big white bird is so that they can bring people back. But the other thing is that not only do we have locals that live near there, walk the Cypress Wetlands almost every day, but we get people from all over the country, really even the world. We've had people as far as London come to visit.
Wow.
So we have tourists and then locals. And so it's just a really nice mix of different levels of nature lovers and people from all over. So it just makes it really interesting.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's partly what makes it so different every time you go to is your different combination of people and what they're looking for and just what they want to know.
Yes, exactly. And that's just kind of nature tours in general. You get a good group of people because anybody that's interested in nature is, of course, going to be a good person.
Of course. I love that. So earlier, before we started recording, we mentioned like the birthday of the birds and stuff. Do you do anything with that with your tours at all? Or do you kind of keep them completely separate from that event?
Yes, with Birthday for the Birds, they have been having that for quite a while now. And so through Low Country Master Naturalists, we have provided the volunteers for that. And that's something I've been involved with. And then now that I do the tours, that was this year, we were happy to finally have it back again. Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about Birthday for the Birds this year was, one, we were so excited to be back and doing it again after having a couple years away. But also, we started doing field trips this year for the local Port Royal Elementary School, but also some other local Beaufort County schools. And so it was really fun to see those kiddos come to the Birthday for the Birds and be so excited to show their families and so interested in what they were seeing there and hearing them share with the people that they were with some of the things that they had learned. So that was an exciting time.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it was exciting.
I'm sure.
And
that,
other than, oh, sorry, go ahead.
You're good. I was just going to say, I'm sure that made your teacher heart happy too, just seeing them get so excited and involved with it.
Exactly. And they were excited to see me, like they knew me. So that was fun. So yeah, we're hoping to really promote that end of things as well, because it's a perfect spot to take kids. It's such a short loop and there's so much to see, and you can really gear it towards the different age levels. So we're working on that curriculum now and excited to have more of that this upcoming school year.
That's so cool. I love that you're just making sure that everyone can enjoy it, no matter what age you are.
Yes. Yeah. And we often run into the little preschool kids there too, in their big stroller, and they're touring around. So it's fun. It's literally for every age level.
That's perfect. It just goes to show that nature is for everyone. And no matter what age you are, you can still have that spirit of adventure and getting out there and enjoying seeing and learning about new things.
That is exactly right.
Awesome. Well, are there any other events besides the Birthday of the Birds that you participate in or host while you're working with the wetlands?
We have that as an annual event that we always look forward to, for sure. And then the second Saturday and fourth Friday walks, which have been so popular. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, if people are interested in doing a private walk, they know that they can contact Friends of the Cypress Wetlands, or they can contact me through More to Life. And we bring individual tours there as well. So we've had private communities from all over the Low Country come and book tours for themselves, as well as just younger groups like the Cub Scouts have been involved. And so not only do we plan these specific events and promote them, it's something that people know that if they just wanted to do something more individual and personalized, that that's an option as well.
That's great. I just love how involved you are. It's so fun.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a really fun job.
That's perfect. So how can people book those tours, or how can they make sure that they're one of the ones signed up for the second Saturday or fourth Friday walks?
Yes, that's a great question. So there is Friends of the Port Royal Cypress Wetlands.org. Their website is something that is a great resource, because you can go on and see little video clips and learn more about the Cypress Wetlands through the website. There's also a Facebook page where the group, especially another gentleman that takes pictures there almost every day, posts his pictures and encourages other people to post their photos as well. So through that website or Facebook page, you can contact Kat, who does all of the signing up. So she handles that end of things. And then the other way to do it would be to contact through my website as well, through More to Life. and then we can get people set up. But for the most part, it is through Friends of Port Royal Cypress Wetlands, and they will handle the signups. And believe it or not, we actually usually end up with a wait list each time. And that's just mostly to make sure that it's just that small personal kind of feel. People can be interactive and ask questions, and we don't have a big line of people circling around the boardwalk when we're doing the tours. So
it's perfect. Get lots of little individualized attention, and definitely feel more comfortable being able to ask those questions than when you're in a big group. So yes. I love it. So what, or how do you spell your website? Is it more like your last name, or is it?
It is. Okay. Yes. So it's MORE with the number 2 and then Life SC, More to Life SC. So, yes.
Just wanted to make sure, because I was like, I could see that being a fun little play with your last name, or it could just be the traditional.
So. Exactly. It is. Yes. So the Port Royal Cypress Wetlands is absolutely one of my favorite tours to give. And so I actually promote it quite a bit. Ollie, the Osher Lifelong Learners, I'm doing a walk at the Cypress Wetlands with them in June. And then a lot of the private communities, whenever somebody asks me my favorite place to take people that's easily accessible and full of nature, the Cypress Wetlands is always my go-to place.
It sounds like the perfect place. And like you said, perfect for all ages, and where it's a nice like little loop, not like a massive daunting hike or anything.
Which, exactly.
You know, sometimes that's what people want, and that's great. But sometimes you just need something that everyone can enjoy and still feel like they're getting out there in nature. So.
Yes. And it's always fun to share it with people that are coming from far away, but it's really rewarding when you have somebody that's been going there for years and just didn't realize everything that they were looking at.
I'm sure. That's awesome. You've had so much great information. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about yet about the wetlands or the tours you do that you'd like to share?
I don't think so. I think just to reiterate how every month that we do these, it is completely different. So if people feel like they've been on a tour already, I encourage them to sign up and do it again, because every season, every month, there's always different things blooming and different birds that are there doing different things like the nesting. So it just is never the same tour twice, for sure.
No, and that's awesome. And I'm sure it keeps it fun and engaging for you as well, because you never quite know what you're going to find.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, it's been so fun having you with us today, Jill. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to just walk us through what a little, you know, sneak peek of a tour with you would be like. It definitely sounds like it'd be so much fun to actually get in there and go out and walk around with you. So everyone should definitely make sure you book your tour and book it early, or do a private one so that you can make sure you get lots of time with Jill and her company.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. And I will see you out at one of the tours too, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely have to make my way down there for
That's
a tour.
Right.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jill, once again for being with us. And everyone, make sure to go and follow the Facebook page. I'm sure that gentleman that posts those pictures also has some incredible photos from there. And then don't forget to follow us on social media at @visit_BufortSC on Instagram or @BufortSC on Facebook. And we will talk to you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.